This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's members of Congress mostly agreed on the passage of another short-term funding bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Both chambers passed a continuing resolution that funds part of the government to March 1st and the rest of it to the 8th. It gives congressional appropriators another month to write bills at the agreed-upon levels. It's the third such short-term government funding bill this Congress. Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted for the CR. In the House, all Colorado's members voted for it except House Freedom Caucus members Lauren Boebert and Ken Buck. Both chambers moved quickly to pass the bill Thursday to avoid travel snarls expected from a snowy forecast for D.C. today. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
More properties in the Colorado Smelter Superfund site in Pueblo may become eligible for federally funded soil cleanups. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports there are new guidelines from the Environmental Protection Agency.
Lead is one of the main contaminants in the site, and new guidance from the EPA reduces the threshold for what's allowable. EPA's Beth Archer says the agency will reevaluate how the new guidelines might affect properties in the Superfund site.
We develop our cleanup standards based on how bioavailable the contamination is. Like, if it gets into your body, is it going to get into your bloodstream?
Archer says they're working on this analysis, but it isn't clear yet when the determination will be complete. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Metropolitan State University of Denver has a new undergraduate program focused on aging services. Colorado's fastest growing population is people 65 and older. Amy Dorr runs the program. She says jobs will go beyond the obvious nursing and assisted living care.
There's a lot of new jobs that are being created just because, especially here in Colorado, we're learning what it is to age as a state.
By 2050, the number of older adults in Colorado is expected to more than double to 1.7 million. Denver-based construction company MDC is being bought by a Japanese home builder for close to $5 billion. MDC operates Richmond American Homes. This is CPR News.